I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Roy B. Constable. If you were around town in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, you no doubt remember seeing Fraley Street's ageless wonder. Roy B. stood arrow straight, but not for long in the same place. As an employee, if you stood in one place too long, he'd tell you to pick up a broom. The owlish octogenarian could sometimes be found helping unload a shipment of mattresses or furniture in the commons behind his store. Sometimes he would be at his desk creating hand-stenciled and expertly painted signs for special promotions. When asked if he created all the eye-catching signage in his store, he replied wryly, saying something like, "I'm one clever son of a gun, aren't I?" He said something like that, anyway. For more than 30 years, you could spot Roy B. hustling around the hilltop. In later years, he drove his big-as-a-battleship Lincoln Town Car, and he made his daily walking rounds to the bank, sporting his top coat and trusty derby. Working well into his 80s, he regularly toted furniture and moved product displays, cavorting up and down the many stairs of his store at 45 South Fraley. He used to say that he had a way with the ladies. A widower, on Saturday nights, Roy B. frequently went dancing at the Royal Inn at the top of Bootjack Hill. And in 1978, at the age of 81, he remarried. Employees were relieved when the newlywed vowed to spend a little less time around the store. Born in 1897 in Johnstown, the venerable Roy B. opened his first furniture store in Johnsonburg in 1940. In 1955, he purchased the former Dolan Furniture Store in Kane. In 1964, Roy B. bought the former Rose Brothers Electric building adjacent to his store and began selling home appliances. An extremely frugal man with razor-sharp business instincts, Roy B. thrived on finding waste and somehow turning it into profits. Leftover carpet scraps were bound by hand and sold as area rugs. He sold good quality used TVs from a room in the back. Employees were chastened for leaving overhead lights burning unnecessarily. "Are you paying the light bill this month, buddy boy?" he would ask, only half teasing. "You know, I can take it out of your check if you like." Defying his age, Roy B. frequently offered to take the lead and walk backwards down the stairs while moving mattresses and furniture to the basement showroom. Like Poe's storied imp of the perverse, his employees joked quietly to one another that just one little extra push would do the trick. He was a sprightly man from a seemingly ancient time whose life spanned to the modern era. He shared the hard-earned lessons of the Depression with his employees and customers, offering a 10% discount for cash and keeping hand-scrawled ledgers of his monthly accounts. In the 1970s, his stores sold the shag carpeting, lava lamps, and fur mushroom stools that were all the rage. A favorite childhood memory is the way the basement of the Kane store was turned into Toyland each year around Christmas time. Walking down those stairs and seeing the giant grotto of toys was a special rite of the season. Roy B.'s fancy delivery trucks and helpful drivers were trademarks of his stores, even though he sometimes gave out befuddling and outdated directions. The houses on the curve just past the old dairy in Sheffield. "You know where that is," he instructed. After searching for an hour, the hopelessly confused driver stopped to ask for help and was told that the dairy had burned to the ground more than 20 years ago. Invariably, a driver who took more time to deliver his load than Roy B. thought he should would be asked, "Did you get lost, did you? Do I need to get you a new map? Once a delivery driver flicked an ash out the window of the pickup truck, catching the plastic wrap mattress in the back on fire. By the time he could pull over and stomp out the blaze, the mattress was ruined. Fearing he would be fired, the driver finally mustered the nerve and sheepishly returned to the store. Roy B. just shook his head and cracked, "Good thing you didn't burn up my truck." Roy B. was 90 when he passed away in 1987, but his name is alive and well today. For many years, his grandsons have run his eponymous Roy B. Constable stores, with Charlie Constable at the helm in Johnsonburg, where that business will celebrate its 80th year in 2020. The longtime manager and fixture in the cane shop is Roy M. Constable, or Buddy as he is known. That both businesses have endured the many years is a testament to the family and its founder. Roy B. Constable surely left a lasting impact on me as a summer employee during my college days. For the last 40 years, I have quickly and dutifully turned out the lights in every unoccupied room I encounter, annoying family members and co-workers alike. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizencanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.